Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked number one in the nation by U.S. News & World Report. Learn more about MD Anderson at makingcancerhistory.com. Microsoft wants to protect your identity with Bitcoin, by Gregory Barber. Microsoft would like to loosen its grip on your login. The company's credentials are used all around the internet, especially by companies and developers who use its cloud service, Azure. But on Monday, the company unveiled a project that, using the technology that underpins Bitcoin, would give you control of your own credentials, independent of any company. The question is whether you want to take on the responsibility. For blockchain enthusiasts, digital identity is one of the most tantalizing, but thus far unrealized, potential uses for the technology. The idea involves designing portable credentials that would work a bit like Facebook Connect, allowing seamless access to all sorts of applications. But instead of Facebook or Microsoft holding the keys, you would. Proponents argue that would be a boon for privacy, because no one could follow your activity around the internet. They also say it would help curb major leaks and hacks, since large pools of user data would be less likely to be stored in one place. Eventually, more complex and sensitive forms of data, from insurance cards to passports, could perhaps be stored in a decentralized digital form. That's a long way off, given the balkanized state of crypto and the internet at large. For a digital ID to work everywhere online, it needs buy-in from all the places that currently covet your login. Ideally, it would work across different blockchains, so competing ID systems don't arise. So Microsoft, which last year laid out a vision for a self-sovereign digital identity that could potentially scale to billions of users, is working with partners. The company is developing open-source protocols and standards with the World Wide Web Consortium and the Decentralized Identity Foundation, whose members include Aetna, IBM, and MasterCard. Facebook, which is exploring blockchain technology and whose CEO has mused about a digital identity concept, is notably not a member. Microsoft's choice of Bitcoin is curious. Bitcoin is notoriously slow, which has been a barrier to using it for much more than speculation. Microsoft plans to get around the limitations with a so-called Layer 2 solution that stores and accesses your data away from the blockchain, using Interplanetary File System, IPFS. Microsoft says its solution, dubbed Ion, can potentially scale to allow tens of thousands of operations per second. Bitcoin itself can handle fewer than 10. Ari Jules, a professor at Cornell and former chief scientist at RSA, says Microsoft's use of Bitcoin is surprising and welcome. A well-established player like Microsoft embracing an anti-establishment technology is certainly a big deal, he says. At this early stage, Microsoft could have been expected to use a permissioned blockchain, like the ones run by JP Morgan and IBM. They offer fewer technical challenges, but ultimately are controlled by centralized institutions. Instead, Microsoft is tackling the challenges of making a truly decentralized solution for a large number of users. There's still a long way to go to design a system that's truly private and smooth enough to avoid irking ordinary internet users, Jules adds. His group at Cornell is working on some problems, such as issuing credentials in a way that preserves privacy, and how people will take care of their security keys, the Achilles heel of any decentralized system, he says. Wired knows that better than most. There are questions, too, about whether the current protocols can be trusted as a safe home for user data. While Bitcoin's blockchain is generally regarded as a solid bet, having run continuously for more than a decade, a less proven system like IPFS could mean that people will want to back their data up elsewhere. Those challenges make it hard to imagine widespread adoption anytime soon, Jules says. For all the talk of how much we value privacy, most people will quickly trade it for more convenience, opting for a centralized system that removes the headaches. But with a player like Microsoft starting to make some progress, he says, a few brave souls might just embrace decentralization.